You're listening to Extra Credit, a weekly podcast from the National Association of Credit Management, where you can expect to hear from different credit professionals each Friday. We'll help you stay informed about the latest in the B2B credit world. My name is Anna Caroline Caruso, NACM's editor-in-chief. Now let's dive into this week's top stories. Credit professionals make dozens, if not hundreds, of decisions each day. Decisions that play a massive role in the success or downfall of their company. But in order to get recognition from the C-suite, creditors must adopt a strategic mindset and start making decisions that shape the company's vision. Nancy Watson-Pistol says it's important to show how credit plays a strategic role in nearly all aspects of the business.
I think the most important thing is for them to understand and know what a credit department contributes to the organization and show to them how the credit department can be a profit center. A key to that, I think, is to change the perception, because frequently a sales department or upper management views the credit department as overhead, just an administrative expense or whatever. So we've got to change that perception of management or our coworkers to let them know that trade credit is a major source of capital for our businesses. Extending credit and collecting has a significant impact on that revenue and that profit. If you don't collect it, you don't make money off of it. And there's ways that you can develop different ways to have smart revenue and have those profit opportunities through the credit department. One of the things that I have done for many, many years with my senior management and also with the sales team is show them in a basically a spreadsheet the cost that it costs to finance AR. So in that spreadsheet, what you would do was show them, so here's a sale of $10,000. And if your annual interest rate is 8%, how much does that cost you per day? If you give them 30-day terms, what is that cost for 30 days? And if they don't pay in 30 days on those terms, say they pay 10 days late, what is it costing our company when that customer pays 10 days late?
Managers can no longer act as a leader in name only. Ensure your spot on the A-team by separating yourself from the rest as a strategic leader who successfully guides your company through today's ever-changing economic climate. The primary difference between an operational leader and a strategic leader is the ability to lead for the future, acting as the motivating force for innovation and helping the company reach its long-term goals. Jason Mott is a corporate credit manager at MFA Incorporated and sits on the NACM board of directors. He says part of your job as a leader is to make sure recognition is given where it's due.
It's when you don't necessarily get noticed that you can be appreciated. And here's what I mean by that. If you're doing a good enough job managing bad debt and you're doing a good enough job managing your AR, you may not get noticed. It's when you are not doing a good job of managing AR or managing bad debt that you will get noticed, and not in a good way. And so I think that doing your job and making sure that people know that you've been able to collect the accounts that are due, I think will help with that. Now, I also think it's critically important that the leader of the credit department, the director of credit, the corporate credit manager, in weekly meetings with their supervisors or CFO or whoever that might be, calls attention to that person, the good things that the department has done. And so, because again, in our world, sometimes credit departments go unnoticed until things go wrong.
A strategic leader possesses qualities that are above and beyond average, including the ability to attack big ideas with a clear plan and remain open-minded, inspire your team to strive for long-term success, and maintain a big picture perspective when making any and all decisions. Make 2023 the year you begin the journey from operational leader to strategic leader at NACM's 127th Credit Congress in Grapevine, Texas. Register for the new strategic leadership track focused on professional development and prepare to work with the C-suite of players. Today is the last day to register for Credit Congress with the early bird rate of $849. Be sure to select the option of adding the strategic leadership track during checkout. That's all for this week's episode of Extra Credit. We'll be back next Friday, but until then, be sure to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. In the meantime, you also can register for any of next week's webinars, Handling a Chaotic Work Environment on Monday, and Turn Your Month-End Report into a Story with Graphics on Wednesday.